This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. This has been a busy week in medicine. Ebola, the virus that's wreaking havoc in Africa, has shown no signs of slowing. Transmission is still thought to require close personal contact with an infected person, an infected animal, or objects containing body fluids. It should not surprise anyone that we've had our first case of Ebola on U.S. soil. Unfortunately, in all likelihood, it will not be the last. In our interconnected world, the furthest corner of the earth is now just a plane ride away. The good news is that our public health community is the best in the world, and they are very much on top of this. But there are some difficult roads ahead. Achieving full containment will ultimately lead to conflicts between individual rights and liberties and a decision to protect the public good, meaning forced quarantine. These decisions will be difficult and often uncomfortable. Speaking of decisions, this week a little-noticed bill went into effect implementing the PULSED form. PULSED stands for Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. This pink-colored form, completed by a doctor and patient, is a medical order giving seriously ill patients more control to decide about their end-of-life care, including extraordinary measures such as breathing tubes and CPR. The form is particularly important for people who are very sick or living in a nursing home. In the past, important end-of-life discussions between a doctor and patient were often forgotten or ignored by other health care givers, particularly when the patient moved from home to hospital or back and forth between nursing home and hospital. The new pink sheet stays with the patient rather than being filed in some obscure place. We advise it be taped to the refrigerator door or the back of the front door. Not only will the doctor in the emergency department follow the orders, but so will paramedics when they arrive. The pink form does not replace the durable power of attorney for healthcare form, which allows you to designate a surrogate decision maker for if you are ever not able to make a medical decision. But the two forms completed together are a powerful statement about your wishes. Two important tips, though. One, once you designate a decision maker, a relative or loved one, don't forget or don't chicken out from having a detailed discussion with the person you designate. They absolutely need to know your values and wishes so they can make the right decision for you. Tip number two, remember, the pink pulsed form is not etched in stone. It can always be changed by having a simple conversation with your doctor. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.